We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here on WBBM, time to listen back to the highlights sponsored by International Auto's Orland Park, where their ordinary needs to be extraordinary. First quarter, first series, Bears had it. Three and out, had to punt it away.
O'Donnell inside his 15-yard line on a very dangerous
run. Oh, the punt is blocked. Rolling around inside the 5-yard line into the end zone. There's a scramble for it, and it goes out of the back of the end zone. Wow, the punt block came from JT Gray. And the Saints special teams unit regarded very highly by Chris Tabor, the Bears special teams coordinator, comes up with the first big play of the game.
That was a safety to make it 2-0 in favor of New Orleans. The Bears, then after the free kick, forced a three and out, but the Bears offense couldn't do much with it. Later, they had the ball a little beyond the midway point of the first quarter. They're at the 25-yard line on second down.
Mitch under center, coming to the near side, a toss right. It's Anthony Miller. He is hammered down around the 26-yard line. The ball comes out. The Saints feel they've got the football. Saints come up with it. They're going to say he's down, but up with the football, New Orleans, just in case. Von Bell, safety.
Yep, and so Bell helped take the ball over for the Saints of the Bear 24-yard line. Five plays later, it's third and goal at the 7.
Bridgewater goes in a gun. He's got Zach Jenner to his left. Ginn is the receiver right. Lil Jordan Humphrey in the right slot. Snap back, Bridgewater. Here comes pressure. The throw, right side, caught. Easy, right side for the touchdown. Walking in was Josh Hill. And the Saints extend the lead to 8-0 on a 7-yard Bridgewater touchdown throw.
It was 9-0 after the extra point was good by Will Lutz, and then the kickoff.
Well, here's the kickoff. Cordarrelle Patterson settling in the end zone, about a yard deep. Angles left, gets to the 10, opening at the 20, hits the gas at the 25, breaks a tackle, he's in the clear, running right to the 40, big chase from behind, steps out of a tackle, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown Bears! 101 yards! No flags, 9-6, lightning strikes, Cordarrelle Patterson!
The first kickoff returned by the Bears for a touchdown here at Soldier Field since Devin Hester against the Vikings back in October of 2011. That long kickoff return made it 9-7. Later in the second quarter, Eddie Pinheiro would hit a 46-yard field goal. The Bears would take a 10-9 lead, but Will Lutz hit a 39-yarder to make it 12-10 Saints. Then he missed a 42-yarder. We go to the second half of play with the Saints on top, and they would score first in the third quarter.
Here's the I formation. Bridgewater takes and turns. Latavius Murray slips through the trash, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Murray, outstanding at the goal line, has 28 rushing touchdowns since 2016, and the Saints lead at 18-10.
And then the Bears would get the ball back to begin at their own 25-yard line.
A box filled with bodies from New Orleans. Snap, take, skip out to the outside left. To the numbers, and David Montgomery puts it on the ground. Saints may have taken the ball away on the first snap of the third quarter for the Bears. They'll uncover the pile. Saints are pretty sure they've got it. If it is, it's the second fumble lost today by the Bears, and it is. New Orleans comes up with a football, and it's A.J. Klein.
So the Saints took it over the Bears' 24-yard line, but the defense stiffened up, helped by a sack by Abdullah Anderson, forced a three and out. But the Bears offense, when they got it back, also three and out. So at that point, the defense was getting tired. We go later in the third quarter. It is an 11-play, 76-yard drive capped like this.
Taysom Hill in motion right to a bunch set. He'll get the throw on a one-step throw. Here he goes, right up the gut, into the end zone with a touchdown. One-step throw right up the numbers and gash the Bears for the touchdown. 4 yards and a 25-10 lead for the New Orleans Saints here at Soldier Field.
Then the Bears offense again went three and out. So a 9-play, 48-yard drive capped by Will Lutz's 30-yard field goal. It was 29-10 in favor of the Saints, who would score again in the fourth quarter.
Under center, here's the handoff. Latavius Murray waltzes into the end zone for the touchdown. 4-yard run to expand the lead, and the Saints are putting a thumping on the Bears. Murray gets into the end zone, and the Saints with a complete destruction of the Bears today. 35-10 with 4:33 to go.
After the extra point, the Bears were down 26 points with 4:23 to play. They had but 120 yards of offense at that point. They take over at their own 25-yard line, but they drive down the field. And on fourth and goal at the 7, here's what happened.
Montgomery to the right of Mitch Trubisky. Wims out to the left side. Number slot left, Robinson. Tight end to the right side of the line as well. Snap back. Here's Trubisky looking, scanning. Tight pocket. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Allen Robinson. Touchdown, Bears. 2:31 to go in the game. And the Bears are on the board. Allen Robinson, his third touchdown catch in the last 2 weeks.
Two-point conversion pass to Adam Shaheen made it 36-18 in favor of New Orleans. Then the onside kick.
Here's the onside kick. Pinheiro's roll, and it's...
Oh, it's loose.
Bears got it. Covered up by the Bears at the 43-yard line. Coverage by Cordarrelle Patterson.
The New Orleans guy. The ball didn't even travel 10 yards. The New Orleans guy jumped on the ball and squirted out, and the Bears player fell on top of it.
The Bears would take advantage. 9 plays, 57 yards, capped this way.
Under a minute to go. First to goal for the 6. Trubisky back to throw into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. It's Javon Wims for 6 and an injured New Orleans Saint. So Javon Wims with the touchdown catch. I believe that will be his first NFL touchdown, and it is. And the Bears tightened it up to 36-24 with 48 seconds to go in the game.
Eli Apple was the player who was hurt for the Saints. Then the Bears went for another onside kick.
Here's another one on the far side of the field. Hit a sink in the leg. It's on the ground. Pile up far side of the field. Just about the 38-yard line. Did the Bears retrieve it? It hit a Saint in the leg. It's Ben Broniker with a recovery. The offense is going back on the field with 48 seconds to go in the game.
Ball was touched by the receiving team. And as the kicking team player was trying to recover it, he stepped out of bounds and had not reestablished back in bounds yet. He put the ball out of bounds. The ball will be given back to New Orleans. It'll be their ball at the 39-yard line.
And the Saints would run out the clock to win 36-25 as the Bears fall to 3-3 for the year.